the corner for three. Yeah, baby! Chapman Harwood in the pit pocket. Harwood coming back. Yeah, boy!
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. I'm Coach Tony Miller. Those of you that listened to our podcast this last week, you know that this week is a very special week. This is homecoming week here at Bob Jones University, and so there are some things going on across campus to kind of bring back some of our alumnus, and one of those things is with our men's basketball team. We're having a special event for them on this Saturday, this morning, a breakfast, and then this afternoon is an alumni basketball game, our first annual alumni basketball game, and so several of our guys are back here in town for this event, and two of them were kind and gracious enough to join us this morning, and so we have with us Zach Mercado and then also Kyle Turner. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of meet these two guys if you don't know who they are, and then for those who have been following our program through the years, you're well aware of who each of these young men are, and so I want to give you a chance to introduce themselves and to kind of get you up to speed on where they are and what they're doing. So if each of you just kind of want to tell where you're at right now, when did you graduate, and anything else, you kind of quick story if you want to.
I'll go first. I'm Kyle Turner, and I currently live in Atlanta. I'm doing accounting, recently passed the CPA exam, and I have a 17-month-old daughter, so those take up most of my time, and basketball takes up a lot less of my time. I think that's it.
All right. I'm Zach Mercado. Was here from 2012 to 2014 on the first 2 years. Since then, I've graduated, got married about 3 days later, and then actually ended up staying around Greenville area. I work at Grace Church here in Greenville. I'm a student minister there and live out in the Fountain Inn area, which growing up in Greenville, I had no idea it existed. It's a cute little old town. Little interesting, but been there for a while now and still play basketball a couple times a week, but glad to be here and back on campus.
These two are kind of notable alumni just from the fact that Kyle, we were talking about this morning, but Kyle actually holds several records here for our program and is in the top three for a lot of them. I think he's the leading rebounder, the leading steals guy. You might be blocks too. Are you leading blocks?
Yeah, I have like 30 blocks.
So leading block. We don't have any shot blockers on this program. And then also third all-time in scoring.
I think so, yeah.
Third all-time in scoring. So Kyle was here for 4 years. Zach would be up on that list, but he actually transferred 2 years from – you're at Northland.
Right? I was at Northland before. And the sad thing is I think there needs to be something that was debunked here, is that there were no records that transferred from Northland. So any scoring and stats
and
from Northland.
Zach could have played another year, but decided to
get married instead.
Yeah. Do some other stuff. He had different priorities, and it wasn't his teammates. So
Zach was here for 2 years, but in those 2 years, I think you had several scoring records for individual season. I think Zach was our first. Did you have 30?
Do you remember that game against Johnson where they just let him take like
open
13
threes
and he scored like 40 points?
Yeah, it was weird. That was also the game where we showed up. We had some kind of directional problem.
Oh, yeah.
We showed up with like 10 minutes to warm up. And for me, I think that actually helped me.
Yeah, Zach typically does better when he has less time to. So he'll be getting there at about 1:59 this afternoon.
Zach and Dustin are the guys who just pull up off the bus.
That's right. Better.
That's ready
to go.
So both of these guys, like we said, were some of our first team members. And it was great this morning seeing several of the other guys that were a part of that first program. It's funny to always see some of the younger guys, too, because I think they look at some of the older guys and they're like, man, those guys weren't any good. One of the things I didn't say was I had the opportunity of having seen those early teams and then also here being for these. And to be honest, I think that first team, you guys played harder than any team that's been here. I mean, if we're honest, not the best talent. not the best talent, not the best height, not the best athleticism. But you guys, by far, in my opinion, worked harder than any team that we've had here as far as your play on the court and kind of buying into things. I mean, you guys kind of want to talk to that a little bit. I remember games that we had no business being in. The Emmanuel game, I don't know if you remember, but our first home game, I think, against them.
Yeah.
And we lost, I think, by maybe 12 points.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the?
I think the score was 24 to like 30.
It was
no scoring
when we played shorter in the regional, and we were like tied at halftime.
Yeah,
And then I think they went on a 20-over run.
Yes, I do remember that.
Was that the first?
That was the first regional. Yeah.
So that was the first regional, and that team actually Shorter went on and won the national championship. At halftime, we were tied, and their coach was not happy. But I think it was just a testament to you guys and how hard you worked and really buying in defensively. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't score the ball that great that first year, but defensively, we were holding teams a lot of times under 60 points. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, that one game against Emmanuel, I'm pretty sure it was in the 50s.
Yeah, it was. Because my parents came from Arizona to come to the game, and they were like, this was the boringest game ever. I think I led our team in scoring. I think I had 11 points. Like, and it was,
Evan
it
had like
was
10
so,
points
it was rough. Yeah, but I do think, like, our practices were very, like, they were very hard.
Yeah.
And that first year, I think y'all as coaching staff were trying to figure out what your, I don't know, what your culture would be from a coaching standpoint, and then putting that down on us. And then we were just hard-nosed, trying our best to overcompensate for the lack of all the things that we would probably benefit from. Height,
I think
athleticism.
A lot of them probably too. Both of you, Zach had come from a program where he was already playing collegiately at the level that we're at right now. And Kyle had come in as a recruit. You got recruited by several other schools, didn't you?
They didn't really pay me much attention.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the point was is that you were going to go somewhere to play college basketball. We had the majority of our roster was full of guys who had just been intramural players, and so they were just excited to have the chance to play. They didn't have any idea, nothing to compare it to, and so they just came in and were pumped about playing and being a part of the program. And, you know, we started out that first year where we had a team that was actually supposed to be a scout team, and by the end of the year, I think just because of injuries and attrition and that kind of thing, about half of those guys ended up becoming guys that got playing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Denox. Craig.
Yep.
It helped that our first game of the year we had 30 plus turnovers.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that.
We set the bar really low for our first game.
Only improvement from
and
there.
I think one thing that Coach Miller kind of touched on is the way you could judge how we're kind of punching above our weight is just look at how mad the coach is if it's a close game. And so, like, the more mad he is, the more obvious it is that he thinks that we are terrible and that they should be blowing us out.
And that's true. That was a good way. Yeah, when the other team was getting pretty frustrated. Or that one time we played Southern Wesleyan University and Jason stole the ball, I think, 3 or 4 times in one half against their starting point guard and, like, benched him for the rest of the year.
Yep.
So I don't think that guy ever recovered.
I don't think he ever played basketball.
Uh-uh. Yeah, at that point, they were either just becoming D2 mm-hmm. or – yeah, and so a starting point guard, D2 school, and we had this little 5'10 redhead that was that was giving him the business. And so
the whole first season was such a unique.
Yeah,
I mean, not many other people can really say they're in a situation like that that we were in. Just because it was a first team, and just the uniqueness of the society basketball at Bob Jones. It was pretty crazy. It's funny to think back on it, and like some of our players had like rivalries dating back to their
We had teammates that had been to what Kyle was saying. We had teammates that had literally been playing each other the year before. This wasn't like a for fun intramurals. Like, this was take it
there
way
were, like,
too
thousands
seriously.
Thousands people at these games.
More people at those games than ruins the first year.
Yeah. So you had guys on the actual team that had been playing each other the year before in championship games, and weren't the best of friends, and now they were expected to be teammates and to get along. Can you kind of talk a little bit about, you know, you talked kind of what it was like becoming a part of that first program, but things that culture-wise or that were done that you kind of helped establish things going forward. And, you know, I even see it now, even though Zach was only here for 2 years, things that we did at the beginning that we're still teaching. I think some of that has to do with a little bit of holdover from the coaching staff, but then just things that have been base foundational things that are still being implemented.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm not even sure what you guys still do, so I don't know that I could.
Yeah, but you see, I mean, on the court and that kind of thing, the kinds of things that we do.
I mean, yeah, I just still feel like a lot of the things we established in that first years of practice, I think a lot of them are not exactly, people change a little stuff, but just the style of practice still and the energy. And there was always such emphasis on, like, we had to clap all the time, and if people weren't clapping, we'd get mad at you. And it was, and I think a lot of that stuff is still kind of carried on, and it I think a lot of the guys don't really know where it came from. They just know that they always did that.
Yeah. I mean, the hard work within practice and the respect for coaches. I mean, not to say everyone's perfect, but just the expectation that you don't have the right to push back and not expect there to be consequences. Yeah. I think that is a helpful foundation going forward, because if someone comes into a culture where that's not as frowned upon, where it's you're more free to be vocal and express your emotions and push back on the coach, it can derail some of the progress you're making. And I think for us in the first 2 years, I mean, ain't nobody doing any of that at all.
Weren't too many huge egos after. No. Took like 2 games for all of our egos to be completely destroyed. Mm-hmm. I remember the first game with, I don't know, I felt like we were like, some of the guys were like, man, we're going to be a good team. Mm-hmm. We scrimmaged some team who turned out they were probably terrible, but we were like, man, we beat them. Mm-hmm. They're so good. And then we turned over 40 times in one game.
Yeah, we played terribly.
I'm pretty sure we didn't win until our 6th game, or it was maybe, so no, played. It was more like 10th game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Our old rival, Tocoa.
Tocoa Falls, that's right. And actually,
they don't win at home.
It was a road game. About it. We won, and we still played terribly, and so we came back, and the coaches were not happy. We took this picture. I think we still have a picture of our first win, and we're supposed to be smiling. No one's really smiling because the coaches were just mad because we did not play. Because we didn't play well, but we still got a win. So
I didn't remember that until you just mentioned it. And now I remember that picture being like super awkward.
Yeah, because after we got back from eating, I think we ate at like Zaxby's, so we were all full on grease, and then we got home to our gym before we went back to our dorm rooms.
It was like, we actually talked about doing something. Like practicing some more that night. It was so late at that point that I think none of us wanted to stay.
It was our first one.
Oh, man.
Come on, country.
Yeah, that's right.
And then season ended, and